great mate of the show, Steve, in sales, was, we park in the same spot, right? And I was leaving for the day. He was in the same bay. There was three different car parks parallel to the street. I was in the first one. He was in the second. I said, well, that's perfect because I'm going. You can just pull up, drive up into my car space. And he said, no, you have to move bays because all of those bays are considered the same. So you can only park. And I'm like, no, mate. It's individual parks.
This is completely new to me, his suggestion. Same. I would do what you're suggesting every single time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Exactly.
Let's go to the phones, find out what the people think. Kirby in Brimley, I imagine you don't have much parking issues in Brimley, but what do you think? Can you just roll forward?
Well, I have a bit of a, like, I'm not 100% sure about this because with the new parking way you do it, you going by your rego, right?
Yeah.
So, like, moving one forward and, you know, putting more money in there, I'm not 100% sure if, like, the ticketing comes along and goes, nah, they've been there for longer, they've just come along and, you know, shifted their car ticket. You know?
Uh-huh, like, so it's like the rego being parked for, okay.
So it depends. And, you know, some of those that are like that, you actually do have to punch in the bay. I don't know if they're like that in Geelong, but I've done it before where you have to, okay, I'm on bay 1036, as you said before. But, yeah, I don't know
if
that's
the case.
So
they don't do the chalk mark on the tyres anymore, do they?
I think they do still.
It costs a fortune in chalk.
Yeah.
There's a shortage.
Keep that money
supply
safe.
Chain issues.
Tanya in Lovely Banks, what do you think?
I used to work in the city when I was working in the office. Now we're all working from home. And it was 2 hours, but you didn't have to pay for it, the parking.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what it is with the paid parking, but with the unpaid one, we all just assumed, yeah, we'll just swap spots. But we actually had a co-worker get fined for moving up one, and he questioned the council, and they said, no, you need to go into a whole different bay.
Oh,
and
wow.
They would waiver the actual ticket.
Steve was right.
No, this is an outrage is what it is, an absolute outrage.
All right. Well, let's see if anybody else has had that experience. Jackie in Whittington.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Good,
Jackie.
That's good. I agree. You do have to move out of the bay area. Because once, if you just go and move your car, like, from one spot to another in that same area, when you go to key in your rego number, the machine doesn't know that you've actually moved the spot.
Whereabouts,
well, they need to fix that, you know. Like, someone needs to think about that as an issue. Because that's unfair. It's ridiculous.
Well, I think you're right with your idea. And if there was some way that you could prove that you literally did move your car, but while it's under one bay like that, you can't prove that you've moved your car.
Well, I'll be taking a photo. That's what I'll be doing.
I'm starting to worry that you and I might be in the wrong here, Loggy. But Tricia from Wellington, bring it home for us. You got the final say. What do you reckon?
I'm a bit with you, actually, about the chalk thing. When they used to mark the tyre and they knew that you'd actually moved, that was a good way. But, yeah, now I'm a bit, now that I've heard those other callers, I'm not sure now. I've just done exactly what you guys have done, move forward into the next car park and or move backwards. And, yeah, that's a bit, so it's going to be a game changer for everyone, I think, that's listening to the show this morning.
God, I've opened up the box.
It's got everyone a bit rattled, Log. Thanks discussing this.
I'm rattled. I went in this thinking 100% I was right, which doesn't always happen.
Can I just say the views expressed by Lingy and Loggy this morning are not representative of K-Rock or management. We accept no responsibility.
It's
we
an outrage.
We won't be paying anyone's fines, that's for sure. Very interesting stuff, though. K-Rock, good morning.